During the time that you've been leaders, what have been the highlights of your leadership? What do you think have been the most significant things that have gone on in Global, the things that you are most proud of? And I'm going to turn it over to whoever wants to go first.
Well, I could start with that one and talk a little bit about it. Not as much talking about products that I'm proud of, although as we look at the list of global products, I'm proud of a lot of them. There's a lot of great things going on and things that are being used out in the field. But one of the things that I want to look at is talk a little bit about the working groups and how they're working together in both the policy group as well as the technology-oriented groups. Understand the interrelationships. And there's cross-membership between those groups because the technologists understand that policy needs to drive the technology, not technology driving the policy. And I think we've seen, especially in the last few years, the development of that relationship between those policy and technical people that I think is a big basis for the success and popularity of the global products. Probably I think the best example of that, which we can say is a really proud, going to be a proud accomplishment, is the Justice Reference Architecture, which brings together not only the technical standards and other technical solutions, but also the policy issues such as privacy and other policies that brings those together. So I would say it was built on these committees understanding the interdependence. And the policy and technology just works very well together through the global process.
And that's got to be a hard thing because it's almost, I mean, we talk about literally in the technological terms, different languages, but when we talk about technologists and policymakers, that's often different languages in and of itself. So that seems to speak to kind of Global's ability to bring partners together, not only from different agencies, but almost different worlds to work on a common good, a solution.
That's right. And actually, several years ago, even before I became a chair of Global, as I started getting involved in the committees, we didn't see as much as interaction. And I think just necessarily so because the technology people had to work on what those technologies, what was available, and start putting that together. But as that evolved, I think you really saw them coming together and finding ways to, as you said, Donna, not just use the standards and the technology, but their own common languages to make sure they understood what each other are talking about.
That's great. So,
And
Carl, what do you think?
well, you know, I think as I look back just over the last few years, the thing that I most proud of is the growing recognition within the Department of Justice and other government agencies of the importance of Global in the products and services that Global has developed. The fact that the Department of Homeland Security has engaged to such a degree with Global, or the Office of the National Director of Intelligence, or the Program Manager for Information Sharing, to have all of those groups recognize and support Global, I think, is not only a tribute to Global's collaborative spirit, but it's also a tribute to the quality of the solutions that Global has developed.
Well, you know, I want to add into when Carl talks about bringing people to the table, I really think that is a significant success of Global. It's really a unique collaboration. I don't know if you can point to anything else in federal, state, or local government that brings together these kind of people, the diversity of people that actually work together and get the problem solved, especially for a federal advisory committee. I don't think you'll see another federal advisory committee with that kind of participation as well as the output that they put out. The other piece of that I would talk about, and when Carl talked about, you know, responsibility and under whose leadership, I think such an important part of Global is the fact that we don't have people that go out and take credit for products because it truly is a collaborative effort. So when you see a federal person sitting with a local person, with a courts person, a tribal person, sitting in a room, writing up a solution to a problem that we've all identified and bringing that forward, it became the group project rather than any individual person that's responsible for the success. And and the participation of the representatives of all those associations and people in the field is the real success of Global.
It's actually turned into almost a term of art, which is it's the global process or the global model, which is I think that speaks to what you were talking about, Bob, is that it was almost unprecedented before, or it was, and it's become this, now we see it happily spreading out into all sorts of different communities of Global does it this way, they bring the people together. It is, like you say, a group effort. There's not one single star, not one single agency taking credit, and it has become known as almost a global process. So I think that's something you can't buy that. That's not really something that you can force, or it just happened, I think, through the group of people at the table.
Yeah. You know, the other follow-up to that is I think you can be proud of with Global, and Carl hinted about that and talked about it a little bit, is the fact that we've started out these things, whether it's privacy policy or the standards GJXDM, which privacy policies evolved and are being used by all these federal entities now, and the GJXDM, which really evolved, was the beginning of NEEM. And if we start looking at NEEM and all the successes of NEEM, while it's not directly under Global right now, although Global continues to have a presence on the Executive Steering Council and a lot of members of Global are involved in NEEM development, it kind of spun off and has taken its own successes. And again, that's back attributable to the people in the room working in Global early on making this happen.
Well, I think that's also credit to, I will say, both of your leaderships. I think that takes, that's something you can both be proud of, and I imagine it is kind of the highlights of your tenure.